This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has been a week in the economic big picture. It has so much to digest, so little time. So here to unpack the 5 days gone by, we've got Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. John Carney is with The Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, John, you get to go first today. Take a swing past Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve. Met this week. Nothing on interest rates, obviously. Read the tea leaves. 30 seconds. Go.
Sure. They communicated very clearly that if there's not some big economic slowdown between now and the next meeting, that there's a good chance that they will raise rates at the next meeting.
Catherine Rampell, make the case for me that when they meet in June, we all ought to just ignore the Fed, even if they do raise rates, because still going from, you know, 0.25% to 0.5% is not so much anyway.
Yeah, I mean, in absolute terms, it's not that big of a deal. I think where it could matter more is more symbolically, that it's a sign of optimism. This is why, in my view, they were sort of obligated to raise rates in December, even though there had been a bunch of data that was kind of squishy, not so optimistic.
Right.
But that at the time, they had put out these signals indicating that they were ready to raise rates. And if they didn't, then that would just send this signal to the market that there was like they were anticipating doom and gloom. And this time around, arguably, if they hold off again, people might interpret the same thing.
Are they still, John, prisoners of their own past verbiage, if I could, you know, coin a phrase?
Well, I don't think so. I think they've actually been intentionally building a market expectation that they will raise rates. I think they could have held off for even longer, but we've had a number of speeches and then the statement, which took a more hawkish tone about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're actually trying – they're worried that people were under – estimating the chances of a raise in June. And I think now that's gone. People think, yeah, okay, we're going to get a raise.
All right. One of the things the Fed and Chair Yellen specifically have been talking about, Catherine, is the idea that they're keeping an eye on the global economy and that, you know, the rest of the world is not doing as well as we are. And yet, first quarter gross domestic product here came in the other day at 0.5%. The Eurozone is growing at 0.6%. All terrible,
right,
but they're better than we are. What?
Yes. Everybody looks like – well, China's slowing down too. You didn't even mention that.
Well, we're going to get there in a minute, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, everything looks kind of disappointing at this point, I would say. But the last I had seen, we're still pretty much on track in terms of the annual expected growth rate with what the Fed had been expecting before. So it's still not great, but it's, you know, we're not in a recession. Things are chugging along. There are some other indicators to suggest that the headwinds that we saw the first quarter of this year will abate and things will get better.
So, John, one quarter does not a trend make?
It doesn't. Although, you know, who would have thought that you would ever see the Fed raise rates when, one quarter after a 0.5 growth rate?
Right.
That's incredible.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So let's get to China here, Catherine. I want to do it in the guise of Apple, not, they had a slowdown in revenues and all this stuff. But that's their second biggest market. It's the second biggest economy on the planet. There are some signs of trouble. Carl Icahn, the big investor, has dumped his Apple holdings. How worried should we all be about China not having that soft landing that we're all counting on?
I think pretty worried, and I don't know that a lot of people are counting on that soft landing.
Hmm.
And I would also point out that Icahn indicated that he dumped Apple shares not just because of the macro concerns in China, but also the geopolitical concerns. Like they've effectively forced out a lot of other international companies, and there's some risk of that there. But the problem with prognosticating about China is that the data are so opaque. It's very hard to know how big of a grain of salt, not just if you should have a grain of salt, but how big of a grain of salt you should take with any of the numbers that they're releasing, because they're very cognizant as well about people freaking out about the softness or hardness of their landing.
Right. Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post, John Carney at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, y'all. Have a good weekend.